what the future holds, and if you prosecute applications or if you're thinking about filing applications for a client, what maybe you should be thinking about doing in light of what's coming down the pipe. There's kind of three things I'm going to talk about. The first one is what I'm going to call history repeats itself. These are the classic problems, and there's really two of them that come up all of the time, and there's nothing I can do about it. And in fact, I thank you all for not doing anything about it, because then my daughter's going to college and I get hired as an expert and I get paid. I'm going to give you some hints to avoid problems, and you really ought to take advantage of those, because this one of the problems I'm going to show you comes up all of the time. The second part of the history repeats itself thing deals with what we all thought was in the past, you know, the scope of duty of candor under Rule 56 is way broad, and then TheraSense narrowed it down. I'm going to explain to you why, and I know most of you still do adhere to the broader rules, but I'm going to explain to you how those broader rules still exist in the future, if you will, despite TheraSense. And then I'm going to turn to the final issue, which is about the future and what I think is going to happen in the near future with respect to patents. And someone earlier in one of the panels talked about whether there was still the incentive to innovate. And I got roped into thinking about that about a year and a half ago, and I'll show you what I know, and there's an article coming out somewheres about that. So with that kind of background, the first part is about history repeats itself, and the first issue is this clause that is in joint development agreements. I've seen it in licenses. I've seen it in all kinds of things. And apparently it's in a form that some universities require. At least that's what somebody told me once. All I know is it's a cockroach as far as I'm concerned. It pops out at the worst times and embarrasses people.